On the screen, Kay Simon was perfectly groomed, her skin flawless. Leonie said, "What would you like me to do?"
"Read something so I can listen to your voice, then I'll repeat it."
Leonie took a copy of Jane Eyre from her bookshelf. She opened it near the end where Jane hears the blind Rochester calling her. After reading a paragraph, she stopped. Kay repeated the last sentence in an approximation of a North Yorkshire accent, her Texan drawl reasserting itself halfway through.
"You have a great voice, Leonie," she said. "I can see why they chose you to help me."
Reading the same passage, but slowly, Leonie emphasized individual words and phrases. After a few runs through, Kay began to make a better job of it. She was a good mimic. As the end of the hour approached, Leonie asked about the film they were preparing for.
"I know it's set in Yorkshire, but they haven't told me anything else." "It's about the people and the farms and the country. There's a young woman who wants to leave, but she has family ties. It's not a rural romance, though. It's a kind of horror movie. I can't say more, because it's under wraps."
Grandfather parked on the high street. With increasing age, his driving had become cautious, and there was plenty of time for Tanya to extract information.